Links und keinen Platz für Sieger. Kriegsminister gibt's nicht mehr und auch keine Düsenflieger. Heute zieh ich meine Runden, seh die Welt in Trümmern liegen, hab'n Luftballon gefunden. Denk an dich und lass ihn fliegen.
Dit que nos vies ne valent pas grand chose, elles passent en un instant comme fanent les roses. On me dit que le temps qui glisse est un salaud, que de nos chagrins il s'en fait des manteaux. Pourtant quelqu'un m'a dit que tu m'aimes encore. C'est quelqu'un qui m'a dit que tu m'aimes encore. Serait-ce possible alors? On dit que le destin se moque bien de nous, qu'il ne nous donne rien et qu'il nous promet tout.
Good afternoon, WMFO. My name is Amelia, and this is my radio show, Post Adolescence Glow. This is 91.5 FM, Freeform Radio. I'm so, so excited to be hosting my last show this semester today. Okay, maybe more sad than excited, but also really just happy to be here. And today, I think we're trying to just have a little celebration of everything we did this semester. And I'm really excited for the music that we're going to share with you. And I just have so much to say that I'm not going to say all of it. But I'm just so thankful for all of the support that we've had this semester and how much fun this has been. So yeah, today I'm here with Kim, Constantine, Michelle, and Sam. And for our first set, we're going to play me, Michelle, Constantine, and Kim, and we're going to play a few songs, followed by just a song with Kim and Constantine that I'm very excited for, and then a short acoustic set with just Sam and I. And I'm just really excited to share all this music with you. If you have a mic in front of you, go ahead and say hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
That was Kim and Constantine and Michelle. They all say hello. We're going to go ahead and get into this first one. It's called Kiss Me, but it's not by Sixpence None the Richer. It's by us now. So,
okay. I actually wrote this last night.
Yeah. Yep. So. This is our song.
Yeah.
If I can find the lyrics. Okay.
Kiss me.
All right. You ready, guys?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay.
Okay. Ready? 5, 6, 7, 8.
Shoes and I will wear that dress. Oh, kiss me beneath the milky twilight. Lead me out on the moonlit floor. Lift your open hand. Strike up the band and make the fireflies dance. Silver moon sparkling. So kiss me. Ooh.
Okay. It messed up a
little
bit.
I'm just seeing you over there.
No, it was just going too fast, but I figured it out.
All right. Sorry, everyone.
Okay.
Yeah, that was Kiss Me. Okay. I just want to share a little bit about how I met these guys. So I met Kim because I sent this email to the WMFO mailing list, basically being like, does anyone want to help me with my radio show? And then I really just expected nobody to reply. I got some interesting responses. People did not love that I didn't want to have, I only wanted students on the show. And then I ended up only picking freshmen, which I wasn't sure that I wanted to do. But in the end, I'm really glad I did it because I've just been surrounded by individuals who are so fresh and excited and optimistic. And it has been something that's really made my semester. And so I've been really thankful for all of Kim and Daniel and Constantine and Meg's help this semester. I don't know, what were your thoughts when you first started, Kim?
Well, I saw the email and then I ignored it. And then I saw it again later because I was bored and I was looking at my phone and I was like, okay, maybe I should actually text this girl. So then I texted you and then we FaceTimed and I was like, okay, this could be interesting. And yeah, I don't know. I was a little overwhelmed at first because I was like, wow, this is like so much stuff.
It was a lot.
But then I was very, very, I'm so glad that I like am doing this and did this and I've learned so much and I'm just, I don't know, I'm very thankful.
Oh, I'm so thankful for you. Constantine, here, I'm going to bring the mic to you. Okay. What do you think?
Well, I wasn't part of this like from the beginning. I joined like mid-November because I met Kim like, I don't know, November at some point.
Yeah.
I was very excited to join. I was happy you guys brought me along. And I'm happy that I can, like, continue doing it next semester when you're gone, Amelia.
Aww. What did you think when you first began the radio experience?
Oh, it was so much fun. My friend Carter asked me if I wanted to play.
Yeah, shout out Carter.
And I was like, yeah. And then it was wonderful. I love Amelia so much. I love you all. This is so nice.
Aww. I love you, Michelle Mabel, sweetest girl around. Everyone manifest greatness for her and her composition today. Yeah, slay Michelle. Okay, bye.
Bye, Michelle.
Yeah, I've been so thankful for all of the help that I've received this semester and just like people really have been able to roll with the punches because I have not always known what I'm doing. But it's been just super sweet and amazing, and I'm just so deeply grateful. Yeah. Okay. Let's get into the next song. What is the next song?
Thank you.
Okay. So, yeah. This is a perfect opportunity. Here's my song to say thank you, WMFO, and thank you, everybody else, for everything this semester. Yeah. This is Thank You, originally written by Bonnie Raitt.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
Sitting here thinking, baby, about you. Wondering how I ever got through my life without you. Days passed me by, I left my life somewhere behind. Games I was trying left me old before my time. You came into my life almost like you knew. Time was running out, I came coming home to you. You taught me how to love you, you helped me to believe.
Sometimes when you're sleeping, I wonder if it's true. I'm afraid they're gonna kick away this precious dream of you. Then you wake and hold me and love me through the night. Then I know that summer, everything's gonna be alright. Thank you, baby, for giving me my life. I love you, honey. I love you, honey, you've given me my life. Ooh, thank you, baby, for giving me my life. Yay.
Sorry, I switched up the ending there.
Oh,
okay, that was thank you.
Short and sweet.
Very short and sweet. Just like this semester.
Oh, so sad.
Sorry, I'm taking forever to pull up my lyrics.
Guitar.
Aw. Okay.
My mom says, go Amelia, slay.
Slay, I know. That's so funny. That's actually horrible.
Hi, mom.
That's so funny. I don't think my mom's listening right now, honestly.
My mom's the number one fan.
Your mom rocks.
Shout out Christine.
That's awesome. No, Christine, I think, listens quite regularly.
Oh, she does.
My mom's name's Christina, so almost the same thing. Okay, wait, what's the next one we're doing?
Don't wanna be okay.
Okay, so this next one is called Don't Wanna Be Okay Without You. And me and Kim are both going to be singing together on this one, which I'm really excited about because Kim hasn't sung on the radio before, and now she is, which is awesome.
So scary. Oh, my gosh. My theater roots.
You got it.
No. All right.
Okay, I'm ready when you are.
Okay, hopefully I set my keyboard.
Yeah.
Let me go again.
Back to starting.
Planet in my mind.
Yeah, I lost my lyrics halfway through that
song.
And then
you
I had no idea
that
what was
together.
Going on. I was like standing there being like, oh no, what is happening?
That was great.
Yay. Okay, so we have a couple Fleetwood Mac songs to play for you. But before we do that, I don't know, I just wanted to tell you guys a little bit about how I started this show, because I've never really talked about that on the air before. But yeah, last spring, me and my friend Sierra Held had a radio show together, and it was also called Post Adolescence Glow, which I really like. I remember coming up with the name. I was like sitting in Duwick with a hot cup of coffee and a nice sweater on. I don't know where the heck it came from. Everybody keeps asking me how I came up with the name. I don't know. But
she name.
And I, thank you. She and I would go at 7 o'clock every Monday morning, 7 a.m. in our pajamas, come rain or shine. And I don't know, I wanted to grow that project this semester. And I really found myself super happy and excited with music. And it was one of the only things that was like making me feel super happy at college, actually. And so I invested really deeply in this, and I'm really thankful that I did. But the way it came together was super just serendipitous. Like, I did not expect it to come together the way it did. At first, it was just me. I would come and then be like, okay, I'm going to try and learn how to do all this technical stuff I've actually never done before in my entire life. And we have a guy who's mixing us today. His name's Joel. He does a show called On the Town every week, Wednesdays.
Yeah, Joel.
Joel's the only reason why I'm able to do the radio show, I think, because otherwise I wouldn't know how to do any of the technical stuff, which I still have so much to learn, but that's okay. And I don't know, I started just kind of like reaching out to people. Like, I had a friend here or there, and they were in a band, and then their band was interested, and I was like, yo, do you want to play a radio show? And then it sort of just, the network began to build, and it wasn't actually as hard as I thought it was going to be, but the whole time I was just surrounded by people that were really excited to be playing music together. And I think that that's the only reason why the project was able to be successful, is because everybody loves doing this, and it's not just me, it's everybody. And I'm just so thankful for all of the support that I had, because I really don't think I would have been able to do this by myself. Well, I know I wouldn't have been able to do this by myself. So I'm just really thankful for all of the help that I've received, and I'm so excited to have started this and chatting with other students who are coming to learn to train and do technical stuff, who are hoping to start live shows next semester. So I think there will be more of them. And I've been excited about how many people listen and how people engage, and just thank you so much to everybody who like comments on Instagram and reposts the stuff and does all of that, because I really, really could not do it without each and every one of you. And I'm just super thankful. And I've just been thrilled with the way that this project has progressed this semester, especially because I really had actually no idea it had the capacity for being the way it is now. And I'm just so excited for the future, and also to see what other students do with their live shows. So yeah, that was a lot of talking, but I've been wanting to kind of explain that to people who've been listening, and just, again, say thank you for the 20th time. But I think we should get into Storms, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, Kim and Constantine have been really excited for this one, and
so excited. Constantine especially.
Ever since, like, Monday.
Jumping
been, like,
with joy.
So yeah. Psyched to play this one.
Literally.
It's a really beautiful song. So, yeah, this is a Fleetwood Mac song. This is a song that's super special to me, too. I personally feel like a storm. So, yeah.
You've always been a storm.
Always been a storm. You too, guys.
Thank you.
Okay. Let's start.
Every night that goes between, I feel a little less. As you slowly go away from me, this is only another test. Every night you do not come,
softness fades away. Did I ever really care that much? Is there anything left to say? Every hour of fear I spend, my body tries to cry.
That song could just never end.
I know.
Especially when I was like, are we going to end or not?
Especially when I'm really confused. I'm like, just give me another bar. What's going on right now?
Wow. One more bar.
Okay, so this next song, I'm actually so stoked. Okay, I think this is the song I'm most excited for of all the songs that we're playing today. But Kim and Constantine are going to play a song called Albatross, which is an instrumental piece also written by Fleetwood Mac.
It's,
lots of Fleetwood Mac. So, here's that. It made me have goosebumps and tears.
Yeah. Shout out my Instagram, Stuff Kim Does, KYM. We posted a video of us playing this.
Please
Hopefully it's better.
That was the last time we ran it, actually.
That was the last time we ran it. So if this sucks, just watch that video.
That's not going to happen, okay?
Okay. Okay. Are you ready, everyone? Everyone prepare. Okay. One
so
part
beautiful.
I mess up this one part every single time, and I did it.
You did.
Wow, look at you go.
Killed
so
it.
Oh, that really just made my heart like glow without sounding so super cheesy.
Aww.
Mm. It's okay, you're gonna have to send me lots of pictures and videos and selfies.
Oh, you
next
know
semester.
I will.
I'll be listening and stalking you, don't worry. Okay, so Sloan, I'm gonna have you do that PSA now, okay, dude? Hoping she hears me, but shout out to Sloan. She's helping us run Studio A right now. Thank goodness for her. She's a star making it all happen. So yeah, go ahead and do that, Sloan. We're going to switch into
Hello.
Thanks, guys.
For today's PSA, we have a PSA on ladder safety. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable. Yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit ortho.org/ladder safety. A public service announcement from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford Tufts Community Radio. Awesome. And back to you, Amelia.
Thank you, Sloan.
Your lead was so good on the storms.
Oh, thank you.
All right. I think I'm back on the air now. We're getting things sort of set up, so I'm looking, I'm pulling up some tabs. It's going to take me a minute, probably between every single song we do for the rest of the time. But yeah, we only have three more songs for you today, and then we're going to go ahead and wrap it up. But I just, I'm really excited for what we're about to play for you. This next song, The Only Living Boy in New York, is originally by Simon and Garfunkel. This song is written by Paul Simon. He's in New York City, and he's waiting for Garfunkel to... Wow, I love how my guitar tab's app's just not working. But he's sitting and he's writing to Garfunkel about, come back from your movie shoot and please make music with me in New York City, and how he feels like the only living boy in New York. And I think it's just... It's an important song about how people get separated and how they come back to each other. Wow, my iPad's really not working now. Sorry about that, guys. Like, what the heck? Yeah, I don't know. Sorry, you're just going to have to bear with me. Guitar Tabs is being mean right now. Wow, really not working.
Wow.
What the heck?
That's broken.
Do you want to use my computer?
Please. Thanks for bearing with me, guys. Yeah. The only living boy in New York. Yeah, I'm still just like, I loved Albatross, guys. That was really beautiful.
Creds to Constantine for that pick. He came up with that song, or us playing that song, so.
I didn't write it. I wish I did.
He didn't write it, but.
Also, yep. I'm going to take a minute to introduce Sam. He's the... Here, say hi.
Hi, everybody. I'm Sam.
Sam, he is one of the guitarists for Sideways Staircase. They played my show a couple of weeks ago. They're awesome, and you should definitely watch what they're doing next semester, because I'm super excited to see what they do. And yeah, we're just going to play a few songs today. How do you feel today, Sam?
Very happy to be here and very excited.
Good. Okay. Let's get started.
Tom, get your plane right on time. I know your part will go. I know you've been eager to fly.
Thank you. So good. That's a super special song to me, and I don't know, I never really thought I'd find myself singing it, and I'm so excited to have the opportunity to do that. This next one is The House of the Rising Sun. Do you know who originally wrote this song, Sam?
The Animals, I believe.
The Animals wrote this song originally. I feel like I should have known that, but I don't know. All right. Hold on. I'm just thinking. 1 second. I'm going to come over to you with the mic, Sam. But is there anything that you want to tell me, like tell people about, like what music means to you, or like when you started playing music, what inspired you, or like what keeps you playing music?
Yeah, I think I have a hard time expressing myself in general in life, and I feel like I have with the guitar and like my voice, I'm able to express myself very like easily, which I appreciate a lot. It's very special to me for sure.
That's awesome. Yeah, I agree. And also, I think that like the way we express ourselves in music is just, I think, totally abstract from what it means to express yourselves in a different way. But I think that's what's exciting about all different forms of art, because everything's different and special. And yeah, I think that just like a piece of artwork can mean something totally different to somebody else. Same goes for music. And I really feel that feeling, I guess, of, wow, this means something to me when I sing. So that's, I don't know, I'm finishing up a semester of just asking that question a lot. And I've really enjoyed hearing people's different responses. So, okay. This is House of the Rising Sun.
There is a house in New Orleans. They call the Rising Sun. It's been and God, I know I'm one. My mother was a tailor. She sewed my new blue jeans. My father suitcase and a trunk, and the only time he's satisfied is when he's on the drum. Oh, mother, a house in New Orleans, they call the Rising Sun, and it's been the ruin of many a poor boy, and God, I know I'm one.
Yay. My mom said, go Sam.
Yeah, go
Thank
Sam.
You.
Yay. That one's so fun and like jazzy and my best friend Amelia is also here.
Hi.
Yeah.
Yeah, my name is also Amelia, and this is my first time being here and watching Amelia sing in the studio, and I've had such a big smile on my face the whole time. But yeah, thanks for having me, and you're phenomenal.
Thank you. I think one of my favorite Amelia experiences is when we were in New York and we were standing in the subway station, and it was like nighttime. There was no one in this whole subway station except this like man, this little girl. They were all the way down the other side of the platform, and we were singing. We were listening to this musical theater song, and I just started singing, and then she just stood there with me while I sang so loud in the subway station. But it was like
empty tunnel, and it was just like echoing so beautifully.
Yeah. I've like never gotten to sing in a space like that.
It was my birthday, so we were like in these like really fancy dresses, and Amelia was just singing, and this little girl had like, she was just like, "Dad,"
like she was dancing.
Watch, yeah.
She was really cute, just like, "Oh, what the heck's going on down there?" But yeah, that was fun. Okay, well, we have one more song for you, and the song is called "I Just Want You." And it was originally written by Sarah Bareilles, and she's, I think, one of my favorite artists because her vocals and her songwriting is just, it's really well done. She makes me sing better because she sings so well, and I love getting to cover her music. So yeah. She only has ever played this live with a ukulele in the background, and I'm really excited to kind of put our own little spin on it. But yeah, here's that song, "I Just Want You."
The godlike truth. Give me one good soul I can tell it through. Give me good reason to believe in you. Give me strength if you have time. Give me two hands that'll hold this up. And don't you give me no more than just enough. You gave a pair of brown eyes that can crawl a good bluff. And somebody who thinks they shine. But you, I just want you. I just want you. Spend most of my life on a microphone, giving all that I've got till I head back home. And when the lights go out and I'm all alone, I've got no reason to be crying. But on a bad day, I feel like a masochist. Take it away from me if it's for the best. Somehow I ended up ahead of this freight train that isn't mine. But you, I just want you. I just want you. So take it all away. If it isn't meant for me, I don't want the easy way. I just want you. They can give me everything, but at the end of the day, the only words I'll say is I just want. It's all so simple when I break it all down. Two roads converged on hollow ground. It's taken all of my life to hear the sacred sound of sweet simplicity. Steam it all back, it don't mean a thing. You've got a short-lived life and a song to sing. And the only way up is believing in never looking down. So take it all away.
That was all we had for you today, but I really didn't think I was ever going to get to sing that song, and that's one of my favorites ever to sing, and it really lifts your heart a little bit when you sing like that. So thank you to everybody who tuned in and everybody who was part of this project this semester. Thank you to Nolan and Kim and Daniel and Meg and Constantine and Luke and sometimes Jake Rubenstein and Joel and all of the other amazing people that have delivered a mic clip to me when I need one, or shown up with an amp, or jumped to my car, or anything like that. I really am just so thankful for all the people that I got to meet this semester, and I've really connected with some of my favorite people I've met at Tufts through music this semester, and I've just been so thankful for it. The freshmen are really cool, and you guys need to be friends with them, okay? Because yeah, they actually are way better than everybody else here. But yeah, I'm super excited for next semester, because there's going to be a team of people that it's going to keep this show going, which I really did not think was going to happen. So I'm just super happy about that and so excited to see what they do with the progress we've made so far. And I'm so excited to return in the fall and just see how much these guys have improved as well. This is my farewell. And just thank you guys so much to everybody who did this. I'll just say it again. And yeah, keep tuning in next semester, because there's going to be a show. And I think we'll have a 2-hour time slot, maybe. Please. I think so. The program director did say most likely yes. But I don't know. I'm not gonna plan anything yet.
If we make a petition, all of you have to sign it.
Yeah, if you listen to Photo Style Lessons Glow, you're fake if you don't sign that. And also, if your band is interested in playing this show, DM the Instagram account. And also follow the Instagram account if you don't follow it already. It's called Post Adolescence Glow. All lower cases. I don't think that matters. Follow these guys on Instagram and follow Sideways Staircase on Instagram too. Shout out to Sam.
Shout out.
Shout out Maria.
Yeah.
I love Maria Clark.
We love Maria.
Maria Tucker, Luna Grant. I love you all.
All right. Sloan, I'm going to go ahead and have you turn us off in here and put on a song until Ian's set starts. Next set coming up is Doopy Time, spun by Ethan. Ian. Keep on listening. He's going to play some great tunes for you today. And I hope everybody else has a great, safe, joyful rest of your Friday afternoon. And happy break. Happy holidays. Bye.
Right in the door, just like you've done before, and wrap my heart round your little finger. Here you come again, just when I'm about to make it work without you. You look into my eyes and lie those pretty lies, and pretty soon I'm wondering. Thank you.
There's a place where lovers go to cry their troubles away, and they call it Lonesome Town, where the broken heart stays. You can buy a dream or two to last you all through the years, and the only price you pay.
Like in the States, it's like the shittiest town.